Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving into one of the most important topics in your entire course, develop code. Whether you're sitting your exam in a few weeks or just getting started with your revision, this episode is going to give you everything you need to feel confident and prepared. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get into it. So, what does develop code actually mean? At its heart, this topic is about your ability to write, read, analyse and improve computer programs. In the exam, you'll be given code to interpret, asked to write your own programs, and expected to spot and fix errors. The exam board wants to see that you understand not just how to make a program work, but how to make it work well. That means readable code, good structure, meaningful names, and solid testing. These are the skills that separate a grade 4 from a grade 8, and that's exactly what we're going to focus on today. Let's start with the big picture, the programming development cycle. Think of it in four stages. First, you design your solution, often using a flowchart or pseudocode. Second, you write the code. Third, you test it. And fourth, you refine it based on what you find. Examiners love to see that you understand this is a cycle, not a straight line. You might need to go back and redesign after testing. That's completely normal and expected. Now let's talk about the core programming constructs you absolutely must know. There are four of them: sequence, selection, iteration, and functions. Let me walk you through each one. Sequence is the simplest. It just means your code runs line by line, top to bottom, in order. Every program uses sequence. It's the foundation everything else is built on. Selection is where your program makes decisions. In Python, that's your if, elif, and else statements. The key thing examiners look for here is correct indentation and the right comparison operators. A really common mistake is using a single equal sign for comparison instead of a double equal sign. Single equals assigns a value. Double equals checks if two things are equal. Get that wrong and you'll lose marks. Iteration means repeating code. There are two types you need to know. A for loop repeats a fixed number of times. A while loop repeats as long as a condition is true. The danger with while loops is creating an infinite loop by forgetting to update the condition variable. Always check your loop will eventually stop. Functions are reusable blocks of code. You define them with the def keyword, give them a meaningful name, and they can take parameters and return values. Functions are brilliant because they make your code modular, easier to read and easier to test. Examiners award marks specifically for using functions well. Now let's talk about something that trips up so many students: data types and variables. In Python, you have integers for whole numbers, floats for decimals, strings for text, and booleans for true or false values. The critical skill here is typecasting, which means converting between types. If a user types in their age, Python reads it as a string. If you try to do maths with it, you'll get a runtime error. You need to convert it to an integer first. This is one of the most common sources of runtime errors in student code. So always ask yourself, what type is this variable, and do I need to convert it? Let's move on to good programming practices. This is worth more marks than most students realise. The exam board specifically awards credit for readable, well-structured code. Use meaningful variable names. Don't call your variable X or temp unless it genuinely makes sense. Call it student name, or total score, or maximum attempts. The examiner should be able to read your code and understand what it does without needing to run it. Use comments. A comment in Python starts with a hash symbol. Write a brief comment above any section of code that isn't immediately obvious. And use consistent indentation. Python is strict about this. Four spaces per level is the standard. Inconsistent indentation will cause syntax errors and will definitely lose you marks. Now, let's talk about errors, because understanding the three types of errors is absolutely essential for your exam. The first type is a syntax error. This is like a spelling or grammar mistake in your code. Python spots these before the program even runs. Examples include a missing colon at the end of an if statement, or using the wrong number of brackets. The interpreter will tell you exactly which line the error is on. The second type is a logic error. This is the sneaky one. The program runs without crashing, but it gives you the wrong answer. For example, if you're calculating the average of five numbers, but you divide by four instead of five, Python won't complain. It'll just give you the wrong result. Logic errors can only be found by testing your program with values you already know the answer to. The third type is a runtime error. This happens when the program starts running, but then crashes partway through. The most classic example is dividing by zero. Python will show you a traceback message telling you what went wrong and on which line. Remember this with the acronym SLR, Syntax, Logic, Runtime. Syntax is spotted before running, logic is wrong output, runtime is a crash during execution. Now, let's talk about testing, because this is where a lot of students lose easy marks. The exam board expects you to test your programs with three types of data. Normal data is valid input that the program should handle correctly. Boundary data tests the edges of what's acceptable. Erroneous data, sometimes called invalid data, is input that should be rejected. Your program should handle this gracefully, ideally with a helpful error message, not just crash. A trace table is a brilliant tool for testing logic before you even run your code. You create a table with columns for each variable and a row for each line of code, then manually track how each variable changes as you step through the program. Examiners love trace tables, and they come up in exam questions regularly. Right, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where you can really pick up extra marks. Common mistake number one, using a single equal sign for comparison. Always double equals for checking equality. Single equals is for assignment. Common mistake number two, off by one errors in loops. If you write for I in range of 5, you get 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 iterations starting from 0. Common mistake number 3, not handling invalid input. If your program asks for a number and the user types a word, it will crash with a value error unless you've used a try except block. Examiners give credit for input validation. Common mistake number 4, vague variable names. Never use single letters unless you're writing a mathematical formula. Meaningful names are worth marks. Common mistake number 5, forgetting to return a value from a function. You must use the return keyword to send the result back. Just printing it inside the function isn't the same thing. For exam technique, remember that coding questions are usually worth between 4 and 8 marks. Read the question carefully and identify exactly what the program needs to do before you write a single line. Plan your solution first. Write your code clearly, with correct indentation. If you're asked to identify an error in given code, state which type of error it is and explain what the effect would be. That's usually worth 2 marks right there. Now, for our quickfire recall quiz, I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between a for loop and a while loop? A for loop repeats a fixed number of times. A while loop repeats as long as a condition is true. Question 2. What are the 3 types of program error? Syntax, logic, and runtime. Question 3. What does the return keyword do in a function? It sends a value back to the part of the program that called the function. Question 4. What is boundary data? Data at the very edge of what's acceptable, used to test that a program handles extreme valid inputs correctly. Question 5. What symbol starts a comment in Python? The hash symbol. Great. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. 1. The 4 core programming constructs are sequence, selection, iteration, and functions. Know them inside out. 2. Good programming practices, meaning the names, comments, and consistent indentation are explicitly marked in the stack. 3. The 3 error types are syntax, logic, and runtime. Remember SLR. 4. Always test with normal, boundary, and erroneous data. 5. Trace tables are a powerful tool for manually verifying logic. 6. Typecasting is essential. Always check what data type you're working. 7.
Functions make code modular, reusable, and easier to test. You've got this. The best way to avoid this topic is to actually write code. Open up Python, pick a small problem, and build a solution from scratch. Test it, break it, fix it. That hands-on practice is worth more than any amount of passive learning. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck in your exam, and